now present George Edwards in Frankenstein. Certain members of the crew of the Voyager objected to the presence of Baron Frankenstein on board. But Captain Walton addressed his crew and informed them that the Baron was his guest. Then, to the surprise of everyone, Baron Frankenstein tottered up onto deck. He was weak and ill, and he supported himself with difficulty. He informed Captain Walton that he intended to leave the ship immediately.
Frankenstein, I cannot allow you to go ashore.
This is no affair of yours, Captain Walton. You dare not keep me here against my will. Besides which, your crew do not desire to have me aboard the vessel.
The crew will obey my orders. I have a duty to do. I cannot send a man to certain death.
Captain Walton, I appreciate your feelings, and I thank you for your friendship and for all that you have done for me. Do you not realize that life for me is over? I created a monster, and that monster has gradually destroyed me, torn down the structure which surrounded me, killed my friends, my loved ones, made me an outcast. I live only for one thing, to witness the death of the monster. If you take me back to civilization against my will, you will be condemning me to torture, knowing that all men hate and despise me because of the crime which I committed. I am already destroyed. Although there is life in my body, and that life cannot be extinguished. It must not be extinguished until my creation has been destroyed. Now, I beg of you, let me go. We shall not meet again.
Very well, Baron Frankenstein. The choice is yours. You may leave this ship. There is still ice for you to walk across. I will have a rope ladder lowered at once. But I shall always feel it on my conscience that I deserted you. Left you here to perish in the white wastes of the north.
For me, death will be a merciful release. So go, Captain. And when you return to England, you may publish the notes in your journal so that all may know that it is folly, that it is a grave sin to usurp the rights of God. I have suffered as men have seldom suffered. And when the monster dies, then shall I make atonement. To the members of your crew, I also say farewell. I am glad that none of them has suffered because of my misdeeds. Now I must...
He has collapsed.
I knew he had not the strength. I knew he should not have come on deck.
What shall we do, Captain Walton?
We cannot put him ashore in his present state, and yet we cannot remain here. The vessel must go on. I hardly know what to do.
I think... Baron Frankenstein is trying to speak.
I am to be cheated of my vengeance. I know it. I feel for the first time the icy clutch of death. Come close to me, Captain Walton, and hear what I say.
What is it, Baron Frankenstein?
Should you see the monster again, bid your men to fire and shoot to kill.
I promise you I will do that. But we may never see the monster again.
I must not die. Leaving him alive, leaving him to wander the earth, it is not fair, for this is indeed my greatest punishment.
But you may not die. Let me give orders that you are carried down to the cabin. There we will seek to revive you.
Oh, it is too late for that. Even now, all grows dim. Oh, God, forgive me for the great sin which was mine. Let no others be punished because of my folly and my pride. I have suffered because of my ambition, and I have paid the penalty. I go now to join my beloved Elizabeth, my friends, and I beg thy forgiveness. O Lord, that which I created has destroyed me. Now I go to my Creator, hoping for his abundant mercy.
Is there anything we can do for you, Baron Frankenstein?
Nothing, Captain Walton, save to keep a close watch for the monster. I commend my soul to God, and I beg that you consign my body to the dark, black waters.
That is the only favor I ask. I am coming, Elizabeth. All these long and weary months have passed, and soon we shall meet again. Oh, Elizabeth, my loved one, I long to be with you. Elizabeth.
Uncover your heads, men. Baron Frankenstein has passed away. May God receive his soul.
Will you carry on to our wishes, Captain? His body to be consigned?
His body shall be consigned to the sea, and my journal shall tell of the horrors and the suffering which he underwent.
Look, there, coming across the ice.
The monster! Be ready with your pistols, men.
He approaches the ship. See how he leaps across the ice. I am afraid.
Show no fear. We are ready to deal with him.
He is seizing the rope ladder. Shall we fire?
Wait. Do not fire until I give the order.
He is coming aboard.
Wait until I give the word to fire.
My master. My creator. What ails him? Let me speak with him.
Foul monster. Baron Frankenstein is dead. Destroyed by your hatred and vice. Now you shall die. Fire, men.
You would destroy me. The blood pours from my wounds. But I still have life. Let me look on the body of Frankenstein.
Shall we fire again, Captain?
No, wait.
Frankenstein, you are dead. Victim of my hatred. Victim of your own selfishness. Oh, Frankenstein, I am filled with remorse. And yet soon I am to die. They have dealt me mortal wounds. Frankenstein, my creator, I mourn for you.
You say you mourn for him, and yet you drove him to his death. Your diabolical vengeance destroyed your creator.
Think you that I do not deserve your sympathy? I swear that after the murder of Clerval, I was heartbroken and overcome. I pitied Frankenstein and hated myself. But I discovered that he still sought for happiness, while I, his creature, could live on in misery and loneliness. Men have forced me to murder. Loneliness has made me bitter. And now he who gave me life is dead. I swear I was not born to hate, but men turned from me, and my creator would not aid me.
He offered you death?
Does any man seek death while he may yet find happiness in life?
Frankenstein welcomed death. He sought only to live so that he might destroy you.
There lies my creator, white and cold and dead. You hate me. All men hate me. But your hatred cannot equal that which I regard myself. I once sought the friendship of Frankenstein. Should there not be friendship between the creator and his creature? But because he is dead, so shall I die. Bid your men not to fire on me again. You can see that I am mortally wounded. Tell me, what was Frankenstein's last wish?
His last wish was that his remains should be consigned to the sea.
His last wish shall be carried out, and I shall carry it out. Look you over the side of the vessel. See you not that deep black pool of water? That shall be the grave of Frankenstein and his creature. With my last remaining strength, I raise his body in my arms. A creator and creature will lie in cold death together beneath the dark, unfriendly ocean.
He has taken the body, Captain. Shall we shoot him?
No, he is soon to die. Let us watch.
I am about to leave this world, and you are the last of humankind who will ever behold me. Even now you shrink from me with horror and loathing, and he whom I hold in my arms gave me this hideous form. Condemn me to a life of loneliness, yet he was my creator. And instead of loving his creature, he hated him, sought to destroy him,
So I sought vengeance on all men. I turned against him who had given me life.
Let every man learn of the story. Tell them the truth. Tell them that the hideous, diabolical monster from which whom all men turn had feelings just as other creatures. And by those feelings, so was he forced to wickedness and crime. Frankenstein, my master, that which you created is now to be destroyed. With faltering strength, I carry you to your last cold, unfriendly resting place.
Did I kill him, Captain Walton?
No. He goes to his death of his own free will, and now in some strange way I feel sorry for this monster. He has excited my pity.
I will not live. But Frankenstein goes with me where I go. I led him across the world, the creator following his creature. Still I am suffering. Still I know remorse because Frankenstein is dead. But I know the suffering which I feel now will soon be ended. Watch and rest assured that I die. Come, Frankenstein, I hold your cold body fast. As I destroyed you, thus will I destroy myself. Nevermore will man learn the secret of how to create man. Farewell, all mankind. Frankenstein and his creature now vanish forever from mortal ken. I have barely the strength to climb over the rail, bearing my burden, but I must die. We go now, Frankenstein, to know only peace and blissful freedom from suffering. Look on us, Captain. Let your men look on us. No other shall ever behold us. I go now with my creator.